you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Wednesday, April 20th, 2016, and the celebration continues and the blessings just keep coming forth as I'm really enjoying reliving our April 7th event at Lincoln Square Mall, where we celebrated our 20th birthday party, exactly 20 years from the day that this radio ministry was birthed on Easter Sunday of April 7th of 1996. If you were tuned in Monday and Tuesday, you know we're broadcasting some video coverage of the whole evening's program as taped on a little video recorder, but I think it's coming out pretty good, getting lots of great feedback. And today you're going to hear from the theater troupe, the Great News Radio Theater Troupe, that's just been in existence about 5 to 6 months, directed by Kate Freeman. And you're going to hear two skits, one called Leaving Jerusalem, written by Huey Freeman. And that's kind of like the walk to Emmaus, where the two disciples meet up with a very special person. You'll catch that in the drama. And the actors are Tad Jagish as Azariah, Jim Miller as Cleopas, and Adam Piercy as Jesus. And the second skit, called Stopping the Enemy, has Tad Jagish as Satan, Jim Miller as Defiance, Kate Freeman as Chaos, and Adam Piercy as Abysmal. I hope you can stay with me for the next 20 or so minutes, as you'll be really blessed and I think encouraged on how God's going to use this theater troupe in the days ahead. And then on Thursday and Friday, you're going to hear from Dr. Erwin Lutzer. We'll be playing the whole about hour and 45 minute program in its entirety all week long. And yesterday and Monday's broadcast is archived at greatnewsradio.org. And at the completion of today's airing of Mark and Friends, this also will be archived at greatnewsradio.org. Let me quickly mention two things. At one point in the program, you're going to hear me sharing some remarks of thanks to the staff and volunteers and sponsors. And Phil Shepherd was standing next to me up on stage. And at one point he asks, "But Mark, aren't we forgetting someone?" And I sincerely answered, "Oh, did I not mention my wife, Holly?" And he kind of smiled. And then Phil said, "Well, who else?" And I paused and quickly answered, "Oh, Jesus, certainly we want to make sure he receives all the credit and glory." Well, it was at a time when Phil was actually presenting and honoring me. So you're going to hear that. And then a little further on in the program, I was being signaled to what I thought was to hurry up, because I had planned to have the radio board stand so we could acknowledge them, the radio staff, the various volunteers that helped with the event. I was going to have our prayer warriors and monthly supporters and founding partners, and I was going to go through a series of those that have gone on trips to Israel with us, those that have attended Singing Men concerts, those that have been a part of various radio events, and other givers, even those that have friends that listen to the station and so forth, so everyone could be standing, and I was going to applaud and acknowledge everyone. But I was getting signals from the side, and I thought it meant to hurry up. But actually, they were trying to convey to stretch it out. So I left the stage, and then you're going to hear kind of a pause. Then I returned to the stage, realizing the theater troupe was still doing a costume change. So I just kind of ad-libbed for a few minutes, and then they showed up, and we continued with the program. So you'll hear that in just a few minutes. So we'll now pick up right where we left off yesterday with Phil Shepherd of the Moody Broadcasting Network, talking about the beginnings of the Great News Radio Theater Troupe.
Another group that's really recently started up as a ministry of this organization, this ministry to the region, is a theater group, the Great News Radio Theater Group. And they're trying to reach into the hearts of people through drama and to show people that drama can be a way to communicate the good news of Jesus Christ. And not only to entertain or to convey a message to a group, but also to encourage other people, churches, that they too can start theater groups. So this is really just something that's unfolding right now. Now tonight we have two separate skits tonight, if you want to call them skits. One of them is Leaving Jerusalem, and the other one's going to be called Stopping the Enemy. So we're going to go ahead and let's watch this and let's listen to what they have to teach us.
Thank you. doesn't mean he wasn't the real deal. How many people do you know who can raise the dead, open the eyes of the blind, and create food out of nothing? Besides, he said he'd be executed.
Yes, but you know what I mean, Cleopas. We all thought he was the Messiah. We thought he was going to lead us to get rid of the Romans.
But he never said that. That's just something the Pharisees made up to discredit him. Did you ever see him trying to raise an army? And when did you think he was going to start basic training for the fishermen?
Hey, there's somebody following us. Check him out, but don't look like you're scared.
He's just a single guy with no sword. What are you so afraid of?
You know what I'm afraid of. Roman soldiers.
Pardon me. Do you mind if I join you? I'm just going past the mass. How about yourselves?
Well, we're going close to there.
Yes.
When he was carrying his cross, I was right there. I saw him carrying it. And he was bleeding so badly, I don't know how he could even walk.
I know. It was so bad. I thought he'd be dead before he ever even got to Golgotha.
They killed him like a common criminal. And our own leaders told them to do it. The very leaders that we respected so highly. They had him murdered with thieves.
Yes, but he provoked them. They warned him, but he did say he would have to die.
Are you saying that what they did to him was justified?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying it had a higher purpose. It didn't just happen. It was meant to be.
Excuse me, but what are you gentlemen talking about?
Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem that doesn't know what's been happening there?
Well, I've been in Jerusalem. What's been happening?
Jesus of Nazareth, that's what's been happening.
He was a prophet, mighty in word and deed before all the people and God Almighty.
And our rulers, the priests, they turned him over to the Romans to be executed and they crucified him. We thought he would be the Redeemer of Israel, but now it's been 3 days.
And this morning, some of the women of our company amazed us. They went out to the tomb to look for his body, but they couldn't find his body. And even more amazing, they said that 2 angels appeared to them, and the angels said that Jesus is alive.
And some of the men in our group, they ran out, and they looked in the tomb too, and lo and behold, just as the women said, they couldn't find Jesus.
How foolish you guys are! How slow to believe everything that the prophets have spoken. Didn't the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter into his glory? When Moses wrote of the Messiah that the serpent would be the enemy of the woman's seed, and that the woman's seed would bruise the serpent's head. When Abraham climbed that holy mountain to sacrifice his son, wasn't his son spared? But the son that would be sacrificed was the Son of God. When David spoke of his suffering, he said that he would be pierced in his hands, in his feet. Even the great prophet Isaiah wrote that the Messiah would be born of a virgin and killed for the sins of all of God's people. The Lord has laid on him the iniquities of us all. This has all been foretold. And now, it has been fulfilled.
As you say, sir, you are no less a scholar than any of our priests. It is an honor to be in your company.
You do make some good points with Cleopas, but I still find it awfully hard to believe that you are oblivious to the death of this man, Jesus. I mean, where were you when the entire city was in an uproar?
Well, I guess
Look, we're almost home. There's the house just behind the olive tree. There it is.
It's been lovely traveling with you, but I should be going now. I hope to see you again sometime.
Wait, please, don't go. It's getting late. please accept our hospitality. Come and stay with us.
That is a mighty kind offer, and I think I'll take you up on it.
Please do.
Please allow me to wash your feet.
And here, my sister's made us some fresh unleavened bread for Patrick. Please partake with us. Jesus, it's you!
He is alive!
Yes, and he really is the Messiah!
When we were walking on the road with him, why didn't we realize that it was Jesus talking with us? It was still daylight out.
Yes, and didn't our hearts burn within us when he told us about the scriptures relating to him?
Let's return to Jerusalem and tell the others.
Yes, let's go. Hurry.
Well, you couldn't see or notice it through the radio, but Jesus did a great disappearing act on stage. And the cast members went out into the crowd cheering, "He has risen, he is alive." That great Easter message that we love to proclaim all year long. Well, you'll hear again from the Great News Radio Theater Troupe as they'll do a skit called Stopping the Enemy. But first, I got to share some more remarks, and you'll also hear from Phil Shepard of the Moody Broadcasting Network. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends, airing our April 7th Lincoln Square Mall 20th Anniversary Celebration program in its entirety all week long. So keep listening, and if you missed Monday or Tuesday's edition of Mark and Friends, or can't make tomorrow and Friday, where we'll feature Dr. Erwin Lutzer, they'll all be archived once broadcast at greatnewsradio.org. All right, back to the program.
Well, he is alive. He is risen, and we get to celebrate him each and every day. And he desires to live and abide in each and every one of our hearts. And I would be remiss, I'm sure Dr. Lutzer will maybe even reference this, but if any of you have not come to the saving knowledge of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, please stay around and talk to one of the singing men or some of our radio staff or Dr. Lutzer. I know it's going to stay a little later and greet many of you, but he is alive, he's risen, and he wants to reign in each and every one of our hearts. And what a privilege that he loves us and he cares for us. Well, so there's a lot of people to say thank you to. This just doesn't happen, and if you know me, I could give a story on each and every volunteer and all the radio staff. In our bulletin, I'm going to have you pull out that little insert just so you can put a face to some of the volunteers and some of the staff members. Mine doesn't have an insert, but oh, here it is. So just, you know, I could tell a story, like I said, of how God has worked in and through each and every one of these individuals. But this is the current staff of Great News Radio, and so I praise God for each and every one of them. The reason this has come together is because of their tireless efforts. I don't even know how many phone calls Karen has had and how many times you've been blessed by just her answer or her finding information or her answering a question or give you that song information. And then the many sponsors, if you turn to the very middle page, the sponsors have helped in so many different ways. And so if you look in those gift bags, in the gift box in the Great News Radio limited edition tote bag, you'll find like almost 50 different coupons from area businesses that have extended many of them 20% off, and you got chocolate and all sorts of treats and cookies and little knickknacks and novelty items. But there was also some other financial supporters, and so please take notice. Many of these are really sacrificially given, and you'll see our thank yous in there. And then there's been some special memorial gifts that were given on behalf of this. So take home this program and look at it. Like I said, the singing men, we're always recruiting men on Monday nights to join us. My wife? Okay. Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ, everyone that really came up?
Mark Burns.
Mark Burns, a man of vision, a man of determination. I'd like to present you with a plaque. Okay? It says, Great News Radio, educate, edify, and evangelize. Mark Burns, thank you for giving to the Lord, honoring 20 years of broadcasting God's love. The scripture verse, James chapter 4, verse 8. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Mark, thank you. skit right there. We're going to do another one called Stopping the Enemy, and they're setting up right now for it. Tell us about Kate Freeman.
Some months back, the Lord put on my heart about initiating with the theater troupe. It's something that many of you have seen theaters or skits or dramas in your church or at events, and I just thought, oh Lord, there's so much power in these skits and these dramas. And I thought as a radio ministry, we could provide a service to the area churches, because some smaller churches maybe can't put together a drama team, or a church does have a drama and they spend 2 months doing it and then it's done. And I thought, where if we train some actors and actresses, they could go to a variety of churches and do the same skits. So I thought it could be a real resource for area pastors or other churches. So after many years of praying about it, just didn't seem like the Lord raised up the right person. And then about 6 months ago, this is a long story. The short end of it is I called the University of Illinois on an unrelated thing, and the person that answered said, "Is this Mark Burns?" And I said, "Yeah." She said, "Hi, this is Kate Freeman." And, "Oh, hi, Kate, how you doing?" Well, she was somebody I approached 9 years ago about entertaining the idea of directing the theater troupe, a quality Christian woman that has a heart for the Lord, background in drama and theater. And at the time, raising kids, it wasn't something she could do. But I didn't say anything at the time, but as I hung up the phone, I began to pray and said, "Lord, might Kate be ready to take on this?" And so I prayed about it all weekend long. And then I called her the next day and said, "Hey, Kate, you know, some years ago I approached you. In fact, I researched it, and it had been 8.5 years ago I had the original email. And I said, might it be time for you to help oversee a theater troupe?" Yeah, so the short end of it was we had our first drama at the food court. How many of you were at Marketplace Mall Food Court to see that? That was kind of our debut. And then tonight's really the first one outside of a Christmas story. Well, I guess they're all related to the Lord Jesus Christ and his birth. So,
Stopping the enemy.
Are they ready? Oh, yeah, I think my cue was when somebody was going to sit down over here. I don't know if they... Okay, they're ready. Okay, so, theater troupe.
Once the devil decided to have a competition between his demons to see which one could come up with the best scheme to stop ordinary people from seeking God and finding him.
Well, as mentioned at the beginning of the program, this is where I misread the signals, left the stage, was seated with the audience, and realized the theater troupe had not finished with their costume change, so I zip back on stage and just ad-libbed some. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends, sharing coverage of our 20th anniversary celebration as taped on a video recorder from an audience member on April 7th of 1996, about 13 days ago. And I trust you'll be enjoying all week's coverage of what God has done through this radio ministry and the great celebration we had with 1,000 in attendance at the Lincoln Square Mall.
Okay, I'm never one short for words, so let's see. Let's tell some stories about how God is working in this radio ministry. Hey, did you all get to look at this program? Guys, see that event map? In case you didn't get a dessert tonight, we're going to have a lot of desserts. And I don't want to just single out people because I do it all night long, but Jan, I will single out one person. Jan Roderick, if you saw all those cakes and cookies and desserts and cupcakes, that was one person. She took 2 days off from work and nonstop baked and cooked. And if you saw that whole spread, that was one person. Thank you, Jan. Next year, and if you didn't notice, behind the stage, Moody Church in Chicago, has a number of books, and so Dr. Lutzer's going to stay a little bit afterwards, and he'll sign the books, and he and Rebecca will greet you, and what a blessing that Rebecca has gotten to join us tonight. And so you want to stop by afterwards, we'll be hanging around. Oh, I will do a little plug for signs. When you exit tonight, there will be Great News Radio, Godless and Jukecamp 2 signs. And I'd love for those to be out throughout the area. It's a great way to initiate having people tune in to God-honoring music and messages. And so do your evangelistic part and take one of those signs. And when you put them into the ground, make sure the sign touches the grass so the wind doesn't blow it over. But they'll hold up for 5 or 6 different months. And so many people can maybe tune in. That's always my prayer. It's like, Lord, kind of made this deal with the Lord. Like, who am I to make a deal with the Lord? Lord, but I said, I'll work real hard. I'll get people to tune in. And then through the Bible-inspired talks and messages and the music, touch their hearts. And through the preaching of Dr. Lutzer and Charles Stanley and Tony Evans and David Jeremiah, that people will be able to recognize God's love and His heart for them. So we're ready to go. So here is the job.
Once the devil decided to have a competition between his demons to see which one could come up with the best scheme to stop ordinary people from seeking God and finding Him.
Absolutely not. Unacceptable. Right, you are. Listen up. It seems that the adversary has been having entirely too much success recruiting mortals to his cause. We need a new technique to keep them out of his clutches. So, you've all volunteered. Let's hear what you've got.
Simple. I shall tell them that there is no God.
Don't be an idiot. Of course there's a God. All these mortals have to do is look around them at the wonders of creation. Their own bodies, a tiny baby, the perfect endless cycle of the sun, the moon, the stars and their courses, the cycles of the seasons. No, there's evidence everywhere they look that a creator has had his hands involved. No, that won't work.
What do I tell them? That there's no such thing as evil. They can do whatever they like.
No. That won't wash either. All they have to do is look around and see the shadow of evil everywhere. In the lives of the broken people around them, those who've tried to chart their own course through life. No, that won't work either.
I shall persuade them that Christians are out of fashion, definitely not cool. And I'll tell them that the people inside those churches, they are so narrow-minded, they'll never, ever change their ways. And I'll tell them that Christians just are after their money. That will do it. They'll become cynical, critical, and disheartened.
Really? They already think that way, my dear. I'm sorry. Someone beat you to that one.
I have a much better plan.
Ooh. Really?
I shall convince these mortals to become addicted to television. I shall set before them programs like Big Bang Theory, CSI Cyber, quadruple episodes of Friends. Or no, how's this? Real Housewives of Toronto.
But there's still the possibility that they may become disinterested or perhaps even distracted from the telly. And it's in that very moment that we have the greatest danger. They might actually learn to think for themselves.
But I shall step before them screens wherever they go. iPads, iPhones, television screens, in grocery stores, bars, restaurants, even on mass transit. There should be screens. Oh, and think about apps. These people will be able to access their favorite shows and games at the push of a button. Now that's perpetual viewing.
Not bad. I'm not sure that every single moment will be covered, but not bad. Keep working on that one. What? You there in the back. Don't stand behind the others.
But I don't know what... I wanted to think that maybe we could just...
Spit it out, man. It can't be any worse than these others.
Well, my plan... But let's see.
It's all sniveling. Just say it.
Well, I just thought that maybe we could... they have enough time in which to make up their minds.
Time. Yes, excellent, perfect. You might have win the prize. Go, make it so. The rest of you lot, you heard the plan. Shut up, come on. Yes. All the time.
You're coming.
All the time.
That was the Great News Radio Theater Troupe. Yay God for how he's birthed this new creative way to share the gospel, to convey biblical truths, to be used as a resource for area churches, and to empower people with various gifts to use them to God's glory. So I look forward to seeing how God will use the Great News Radio Theater Troupe. And you can find out more at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Look at the Theater Troupe tab, and who knows, maybe you can be a part of a future drama or skit. We thank God for the Great News Radio Theater Troupe and our director, Kate Freeman, along with the cast members, Tad Jagish, Jim Miller, Adam Piersey, and also Kate Freeman. Well, tomorrow and Friday, you're going to hear from Dr. Erwin Lutzer and some more comments from Phil Shepard with the Moody Broadcasting Network as he introduces Dr. Lutzer and presents him with a great gift. I sure hope you're being blessed by these few days of broadcasts that are recounting our 20th anniversary celebration being held at Lincoln Square Mall. I'm certainly being blessed, and I hope you are too. And I hope it'll motivate many of you to come out this Saturday to the Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana, as they're allowing us to take over the old Brownfield Sports location from noon to 4 p.m. to have a meet and greet, receive and record time with our Great News Radio listeners. We'll have our Great News Radio tote bags, our God Listens You Can Too yard signs, various coupons and other items, along with some great desserts that you don't want to miss out on. I'll bring my recording equipment so many of you can maybe record a little radio announcement and we can have some great fellowship together. I'll also have the April 7th limited edition souvenir collectible program available along with some other things to give away. So come on out this Saturday between noon and 4 p.m. to Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana. And we'll be located in the old Brownfield Sports Store. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.